Anyone who's camped in bear country knows you need to keep your food in an airtight container. Otherwise, you may have some very large visitors show up. But what happens when they do find the food? The story is today's American Countryside, sponsored by AgriLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when, AgriLiquid products maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Go to agriliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Just outside the boundary of Yellowstone National Park, you'll find the Grizzly and Wolf Discovery Center. It's a place that helps visitors to the park see and appreciate the animals that are sometimes tough to spot.
All of the bears here at the Discovery Center were bears that learned to find food in human areas, got access to human food sources like garbage, birdseed, dog food, usually coming into populated areas, sometimes getting into chickens at people's homes. So none of these bears could remain in the wild.
AJ Klebnick says bears that get into human food are a real problem.
There are a lot more bears that are put down due to getting into human food sources than we could ever provide a home for here or that any captive facility could provide a home for. So we have room for 8 grizzly bears. We have 8 grizzly bears. And so we are full. We can't take any more bears from this area that need a captive home.
Most of those bears have to be put down. They simply aren't safe since they now desire places where they can get human food.
All the bears here, the intention is to keep them until they pass away from old age. In captivity, that could be 25 to 35 years. Our oldest bear right now is 34. Our youngest are 5. In the wild, they generally would live about 15 to 20 years.
It can take a lot of time and resources to feed 8 bears. The center does get some help.
They get about 80% plant material. Bears are omnivorous, so they eat plants and meat. Most of that food here actually is donated from local supermarkets.
Plus, game processors donate as well. In the wild, it's amazing just how far a bear will go for a meal. That mind-boggling feat is next time as we travel the countryside. In West Yellowstone, Montana, I'm Andrew McCray.